Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Why buy an existing business and maybe why you need to pass on it. But buying an existing company, it is a great way to bypass a lot of the struggling steps and if you have the capital to do that. And there are certain instances where you can buy an existing business that you need to look out for. Like if you work for a company and the transition is not set up, example, they're an older person owns it and maybe a son or daughter is not going to take over. There are certain situations that are perfect fits for buying an existing business. And one of those, if you're working somewhere and you've earned their trust and there's not a transition plan in place, or you're just shopping for existing businesses, or you're buying a business that's within your industry so you're familiar with them, you're familiar that they're maybe for sale, or what I've done is I've just made blanket offers to people that I thought, you know, was a business that would have complemented ours. I just reached out to their ownership and made offers. But why, you know, why do you buy an existing business? And then I'm going to tell you when not to buy an existing business. Okay, if it is profitable, you know, if the business you're buying obviously is profitable, that's a no-brainer. And the way that you can kind of tell that, I mean, you go into it knowing that it should be profitable. If you buy a business that's not profitable, shame on you. Or you at least buying, you know, there's companies I've bought that were struggling and I knew that and I bought it obviously at, you know, a significantly lower price. And that's a common approach. But generally, profitable businesses have things in place. And these are the things that I look for. And if they have this, even if it's a struggling business, I know that I can turn it around and I can make money with it. First is they have a proven business model. This simply means is that there's a conveyor belt. They are attracting customers, selling customers, servicing customers, rinsing and repeating. They have a staff in place. They have a model in place that allows them to, again, to attract, to sell, and to deliver on what it is that they're selling. They have a model. You know, the business is kind of runs effortlessly. If I have to go in and create the business model, then you know, why am I buying this business? I'm going to tell you in a second because there are a couple of reasons why, again, I would buy a struggling business and what I would look out for. But generally, you buy an existing business because it has a business model already in place that works. Because when you do a startup, the business model is constantly adjusting over the first few years till you get the proven business model. But rarely do you start with a successful business model. So again, you buy a business because there is a proven business model in place. Just picture it, conveyor belt. It's going round and round. It's working perfectly. Number two, they already have an existing customer base. When you start a business, you have no idea if you're going to have customers. You hope you'll have customers, but when you buy an existing business, you buy a customer base. They have customers they've already serviced. Okay, you clearly know what their target customer is. Company I was looking at 2 years ago, and it was a perfect fit with our company, and he was in his mid-60s, and I was trying to buy it. Looking at the numbers, I didn't think it was profitable. Okay, he was making money, you know, enough to support himself, not the type of lifestyle that anywhere comes close to what interests me. But what did interest me is he had a 30-year customer base. He'd only been tracking them over the last 20, but, you know, the reputation was good enough, but he had a strong customer base. And we service high-end homeowners that want, you know, remodeling, anything to do with your house, and you're the one-third. Your house is in the top one-third of values or one-third of incomes, you're our target customer. We have like on-staff designers, on-staff engineers. We have kitchen designers, bath designers, interior designers. Anything you can do, we can provide for you at the absolute next level. I mean, picture bougie home remodeling, and that's one of the companies I own. It's my primary company. And so he had a perfect customer base to match ours, and that was a reason why I wanted to buy it. Next is they're staffed and ready to go. Okay, they're, you know, even if you can cherry pick a couple good staff, I took over a company this year, and it didn't quite work out the way I wanted it. I wanted, the owner of the company to join forces with me. And what ended up happening is that he came over to my company, and I thought we were being partners, but he never let go of his existing company. He was kind of like straddling the fence, making money from me and still making money with his previous company. And I was under the understanding that it was going to kind of work its way over to us. But I didn't really want to push it, but it was just so obvious. Like, he's working for me, you know, 50 hours a week. I don't know how his existing company's going to run by itself, but he was going to, you know, have another person do it. And it got very convoluted, but it didn't work out with him. But I got four super staff people out of his company. Because once they started working for us, they're like, this is the next level. No, we want to stay. We don't want to go back with him. We want to stay with you. And I picked up just some just incredibly talented staff. And I remember when he left, one guy was on vacation and he called me. He goes, I heard it didn't work out. I don't want to leave. You know, everything's, you know, organized. It's first class. I'm learning. I love the way you do things. And, you know, it's at the next level. But you buy a company because it's staffed and ready to go. I wanted to do the deal with him because not only was he talented, but he had some talented staff. So it was a very good acquisition. Didn't work out with him, but got four staff out of it. And this last year, it was worth gold to me. So again, why do you buy an existing business when you can tweak things, but you don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel? Okay, they have the basic structure going. Again, they have a business model, but maybe we have to tweak it. Like, one of the things that I do when I immediately look into a company that I may purchase is, how are they getting paid? And gosh, small businesses screw this up. They invoice. I don't invoice. You pay us the day we finish. As I tell our clients, we're like gas and groceries. Gas and groceries. You pay us at the time you get it. But so typically, they're not getting paid well. Number two is they're constantly lowering their prices the longer their estimate's out. They get nickel and dime. They get negotiated. We don't negotiate. You know, it's like the old, you know, terrorism. We don't give in to hostages. Okay? And you don't take us hostage. So, you know, we got to tweak things, but the general model is okay. And we'll put our flavor in it, in that, again, our accounting is meticulous. You pay immediately, and we communicate that from the beginning. We have a model that really works. But we want to look at yours and go, well, yours has worked for 10 years. So, you know, we don't have to scrap it. I don't want to scrap it. I want to kind of look at it and go, wow. And there are times when I look at it and go, that's actually a really good idea. Like, maybe we need to take something from what they're doing. I'm fine with that. But these are all reasons why you want to buy an existing business over, you know, trying to do a startup. Again, a startup doesn't have a proven business model. Startup doesn't have a customer base. Rarely, I mean, it's not staffed. But, you know, this already has the key people in position. You can tweak some things. Another reason I like it is a reputation that is hopefully positive. As I shared with you, the company that I tried to buy a couple years ago, he had a great reputation. And he had somebody that I had talked highly of for 15 years. A lot of times we were, you know, estimating or looking at the same job, and somebody would mention his name. And I always said, oh, no, he's a really good guy, knows his stuff. I thought we were a better company, obviously, and whatever. And that's, you know, a moot point. But he had a great reputation. And I was buying his company for the reputation and for his customer base. I don't think his business model was that good. And the biggest thing that I was going to tweak is his marketing. And that's what I tweak with anything I get my hands on. Because, you know, these go by word of mouth. And word of mouth, I don't care how good you are, if you're a word of mouth company, that's one third of your customers. You're giving up 66%. You can successfully market, you can successfully get referrals and really build that into the culture of people giving you referrals. But at the most, you know, you're getting 50%. You're giving up half the business that you can get if you would have a great marketing plan in place. But these are reasons why I want to buy a company. They have, again, business model, customer base, staffed, ready to go. All I have to do is tweak a few things to make it even more profitable. And they have a reputation in place that is hopefully positive. These are the reasons why I don't buy an existing business. If it's, again, I don't mind it's breaking even and somebody's getting paid, but I don't want to buy a debt-ridden, negative company. And that's why you got to turn over all the rocks. Do they have, you know, do they own, where are their creditors? Do they own, you know, my business? Do they own, you know, building supply places? Is there outstanding debts out there? I need to look at the whole thing. I'm not going to buy anything that's going to drag on my existing business. And profitability is going to dictate the cost of it. So again, it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be profitable for me to buy it. I would prefer it to be a little distressed because I have a proven formula, business model where I can turn it around immediately. So to me, it's almost more advantageous for it not to be profitable. But I'm not looking for something with a bad reputation either. That can take time to rebuild. Okay. Next is that, you know, you're confident that you can get a new company up and running faster from scratch than rebuilding this one. There's too many things in place that are the reputation's bad. You know, they're negative on cash flow. They're debt ridden. And if you started from scratch, you'd win. 2 years from now, you'd be better off with something from scratch than buy an existing. And they're the reasons why you do one or the other. Again, this is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where you actually get taught something in 10 minutes. This is the podcast where you learn the most in the least amount of time because your host has very little attention span, but he loves to share what he's learned and mistakes that he's made. And that's why we do the podcast the way we do. Again, what we talked about today is why you buy an existing business and when you pass on it. This podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Incredible at bringing you more leads, more sales. Just if you don't understand marketing, you're not attracting enough customers, you're not attracting the right customers, GetStartedMarketing.com.